The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. We haven't done that in a long time.
No, we haven't. We really haven't. So, hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 196 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a GP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right. Wow. Yeah, thanks. It was lovely. So, lovely.
It's been a week since we've been on live. Or it, had a recast.
It has been, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, we had a recast last week.
Well, but a recast of a live episode of that week. Of that week.
Gotcha.
Like, gotcha. Okay, I'm going to wake up Wednesday morning and there's going to be a new Joe and Anthony show that I can listen to. You didn't get that last week.
No, I get it. I get it. I totally get it. So,
yeah. So, but that's okay. I mean, we needed to take a break.
Sometimes you do. That's how it works. Sometimes you do.
You know, I this is not in the script, but I'm just going to take this time to talk about it anyways. I don't know. A lot of people lately have been reminding me of how much time that I potentially have on my hands. And you know what? I'm okay with that, man. I am okay with having the time I'm given to do with it as I need to do with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If that means I lounge around, or if that means I work my ass off, either way, it's my time.
I totally get that. But
the reminder of how much time that I have was important. And so, you know, I've made some adjustments and things and how I do things.
Time. How much time for a dime?
So
our cold front has finally arrived in Florida, and it has been fucking glorious. Let me tell you, it's kind of funny too, because a lot of people, is either the one native Floridians or those that have been down here a long time, like, it's cold. I'm like, no, it's like 60 something degrees. It's beautiful outside. It was like 115 degree heat index 30 days ago. Do we not remember this? So but it's been beautiful. And again, more hopes and prayers.
Now, how long
the news
will that last?
The cold front, I think, is going to last us a while. We're going to do a little bit of warm up, but I think we're kind of in this cold setting for at least a little while. It's probably going to hover mostly between 60s and 70s, maybe 80s. This is actually when the Florida weather gets nice.
So this is a good time to come on vacation.
This is an absolutely great time to come on vacation. I mean, for most Northerners, especially if you're coming out of the weather in January, and it's funny because none of us will go to the beach in January because it's too freaking cold out. And, you know, it's like 70 degrees, but we think it's cold, you know, because everyone here in Florida goes to the beach when it's 95 degrees out. But, yeah, it's kind of amusing. It's kind of amusing, so... How about your day or week since the last, or day or couple weeks, I guess, since the last show?
Yeah. Well, I had a really nice birthday, an actual surprise birthday party thrown by my staff.
Oh, lovely.
And it was really awesome. I really appreciated it. Yeah. That. It was so nice. I was really surprised, too.
I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic. Yes. It's always good when the people around you that you work with throw something like that together for you.
Yeah, and it got cold here in Chicago, too, and then it's kind of getting back to somewhat of a normal-ish temperature.
Yeah.
Normally, we should be in the mid-40s, and, I mean, we were, like, really low in the 20s and 30s, and that's not normal. But, you know what? What is normal these days with weather? It's just been all over the place.
No, that's true, because for, like, us, we were in an oven situation for... months. I mean, it should have been cooler by now, you know, a while ago here. It's just been too hot for too long. So, but anyway,
too hot for too long.
Let's go on to our announcements.
Ding. There's no voicemail indicators.
There are no voicemail indicators.
What happened to your announcements?
I don't know. Where are my announcements? My announcements seem to have disappeared.
Away.
I used to have announcements.
In lieu of Anthony's announcements, I'll just say that our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and currently we have an Amber Alert looking for 30,000 bees, might be in the company of a queen, driving in a yellow over black swarm. Thanks, Ezale. And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. Hey, Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
All right, so the weed corner. This one comes from High Times. Vitamin E acetate is the confirmed culprit in vaping illness diseases. As suspected early on, the CDC confirmed last Friday that the additive vitamin E acetate is the likely cause of the nation's rash of lung injuries caused by vaping. The investigators had tested fluid samples in a study of 29 EVALI patients, that stands for something, from 10 states and had found vitamin E acetate in all 29 cases. The findings provide direct evidence of vitamin E acetate at the primary site of injury within the lung, and the issue appears to affect black market products only. Yep. So vitamin E acetate, it is a synthetic form of the nutrient that is commonly used in nutritional supplements, foods, and personal care products. When taking orally or applied topically, it is generally considered safe. But it is not very good when you vape it. That is no bueno. Okay. No bueno. All right.
So how do you know if your stuff has got a vitamin E acetate in it?
The CDC recommends that you buy from a licensed facility. If you don't have that option, then you're just spinning that wheel. So,
oh boy,
yeah. So,
which we will do later for real.
We will spin the wheel for real.
Now, this next one is interesting.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. It comes from our favorite, our favorite nanny people. The story comes from Gizmodo. As always, every incident has a knee-jerk reaction, and who can best expect to think that they need to nanny us? It's Apple, of course. Last Friday, vaping-related apps will no longer be allowed on the service, and Apple has purged its app store of 181 vaping apps, citing a rash of recent reports about vaping-related injuries and deaths. Apple confirmed, however, that users who have downloaded the apps will still be able to use them and transfer them to new Apple devices. The Apple said that they
Go ahead and kill yourself still.
Yeah, well, you know. I'll touch more on this later. Apple said that they take great care to curate the App Store as a trusted place for customers, particularly youth, to download apps, and that they're constantly evaluating apps and consulting the latest evidence to determine risks to users' health and well-being. The nanny company. They want to nanny you. It is not clear whether Google will follow suit, and the company did not return the inquiry about its plans. Should it decide to ban these apps, it would throw a bit of a wrench into at least one of Juul's ideas for keeping its products out of hands of kids by requiring an age verification app to unlock them. So, and, you know, I don't know. I don't see what harm the app itself does. Maybe I'm missing out on something.
I don't even know what the app does. I mean, is it just
I don't know. I mean, it probably just shows you your local vape places. And the thing is this is more on the nicotine kind of recreational vape types of
but you know what it also does too, though? If it does really just show you the location of your nearest vaping, you can look that shit up on Google.
That's
true. And so guess what? And you can look it up on Apple, too. And it keeps it just all to those two companies. It keeps that search revenue money to those two companies. That's disgusting.
I guess so. There you go. So,
that's
it.
That's my conspiracy theory.
That's fine. That's Joe's conspiracy theory inside of Anthony's Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Hey, so I have something that could be an interesting job. And I'm sorry, I don't have a super prepared script for this, so I'm just going to read. This is out of ABC7.com, Eyewitness News Los Angeles. If you consider yourself a weed connoisseur, one company says they may have a job for you. American Marijuana is a medical marijuana online magazine that provides research on cannabis products and is looking to pay someone $3,000 a month to review marijuana. The company is looking for someone to receive and critique a box containing different products every month. The products can range from weed, vapes, and edibles, and CBD oils. To qualify, you have to live somewhere in the U.S. or Canada where medical marijuana is legal. The candidate must also critique the cannabis on camera and post blogs about the products. To learn more, you can apply at a specific website, which I will not do. Because I don't want to be on camera. It's like, why?
You know, I guess I feel the same way. I couldn't do that. Maybe if I could wear like a ski mask or something, I'll go on camera.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But anyways, let's see. Oh, gosh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, we do, don't we? We haven't even started your corner yet.
I know. Well, we can just start it now.
Okay, fair enough.
We're in my corner. Hey, folks, we're in my corner. So what do you got going on for Thanksgiving plans? I'll let you talk a little bit, and then I'll tell you what I got going on.
Hello, it's Joe's Corner. Let's have Anthony talk now. actually not
like to
too
share
much
my corner.
not too much. Thank you for sharing your corner, Joe. I appreciate it. Nothing really all that exciting. I think just the husband and I might enjoy a quiet dinner or something like that. We have the in-laws coming in over Christmas, so that's going to be a big brouhaha. It's kind of like, you know what, if you can make Thanksgiving easy and quiet and make one of the holidays not so crazy, that would be great. And enter Thanksgiving.
Sounds like a perfect, yeah.
I can't believe it's already Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter. But Thanksgiving this year is late. It's like at the end of the month.
Isn't it usually at the end of the month?
Not always.
I see.
It's always on the last Thursday of the month. And sometimes the last Thursday. And that's how leap year kind of gets everything fucked up. Because I think last year was a leap year. I don't know. Right? So basically, I got A 10.13-pound turkey. It's a young turkey.
Jesus. That's a fat turkey.
$3.99.
Ooh, where'd you get it from?
Jewel.
Oh, good. At least you didn't get it from the Family Dollar.
Where I can get some miscellaneous items.
You can get miscellaneous things for just about a dollar.
Right? So, you know, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. I'm going to have a nice little smorgasbord of mashed potatoes, roasted Brussels sprouts, and I'm going to try my hand at fresh-made biscuits.
Ooh, there you go. Fresh-made biscuits. Is this like Joe's Wayward Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Joe's Wayward Thanksgiving for those who don't have anything else to do for Thanksgiving or don't want to spend it with their families.
You know, I haven't spent it with family in at least a few years now. And am I okay with it? Yes and no. Would it be nice? Yes. Would it be nice for family to be all repaired? Definitely. Can I handle doing anything before that? Not really, and so I choose not to.
Sometimes
and it's kind of been that way for the longest of time. So I appreciate my friends, and I appreciate coworkers even more so. So there we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is time for the word of the show.
Word of the show?
Uh-huh.
Word of
and
the show.
And last week.
What about last week?
If you didn't remember, our word was fog bow.
Fog bow.
And for those of you that are boaters, you'll know this word. Fog bow. That definition is a rainbow made of fog droplets. Or like a white rainbow. Anyways.
So, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was busy sexting. So, broom ding a ding a ling hing. What is the word of the day now?
Oh.
How do I pronounce this?
Brobdingnagian. Brobdingnagian.
Brobdingnagian.
Brobdingnagian. Brobdingnagian.
Oh my god.
And Brobdingnagian is an adjective. It's from the 17th century, actually. And it means something that's basically gigantic. So you would use it like, that dang horse is Brobdingnagian.
I see. I was wondering where you were going with that, and I was getting a little afraid.
Oh, you mean the horse?
Bleep. Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, Roger, why don't you just take it away?
Take it away.
Wow. Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Yay, well, it won't be today if you're not listening today.
It's true.
Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, and it is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day and National Play Monopoly Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Wow. Take it away, guys.
All right. You ready to give that wheel a spin?
No, because you got something to say.
Oh. Thanks, Roger. Tonight, I'm enjoying the new menstruating crotch flavor from Ball and Stan's ice cream. Oh, my goodness. Dick must be mad at me today. Available exclusively at your local neighborhood Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. Go ahead and give that wheel a... There you go. There.
All right, just stop. I And
are
I'm
you?
Are
you? Do you have an issue with the wheel? Do we have to have a therapy session about the wheel?
No.
Okay. Our random news story comes from WFTS, Tampa Bay's ABC Action News, and reminds us why we should check to make sure we all have our personal belongings before we leave a store.
Oh, yeah.
The Citrus County Sheriff's Office is looking for the suspect who left behind a bag of what they describe as goodies last Friday at a Family Dollar, not a Dollar General. The sheriff's office said besides the eggnog and Reese's cups, there was approximately 23 grams of meth, 5 grams of fentanyl, 15 grams of cocaine, and 3 grams of weed. They also found the person's cell phone and over $700 in cash. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office is diligently working to reunite these items with their rightful owner, mostly because they left behind a half-drank eggnog, and that would just be a waste. Back to you, Betty.
You.
Betty right. Here. Check these out and more that we recast on Shine the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566 and now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Thanks, Betty. It's time for Shyampa weather for Chicago.
Hold on. I gotta find the button. Hold on. I can't find the blinky button. Must have burnt out. There it is.
Okay, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly drizzled at 41 degrees. The dew point is at 38, the humidity is at 89%, and winds are howling out of the west at 3 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 3 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, rain likely, cloudy with a low around 36, mostly calm. Wednesday, tomorrow. Or not tomorrow if you're not listening tomorrow. Live. Mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, rain after midnight, low around 43. Thursday, rain, high near 55. Very windy. Thursday night, 30% chance of rain, low of 31. And Friday, sunny with a high of 37. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
So, is this an example of like just the new American way, or was this always the American way? I don't know. But, you know, according to this story that I didn't source appropriately, but that's okay. You should always support your kids and their natural talents, they say. And if you nurture them, great things will happen. And that's what happened to 9-year-old Joe. When parents thought when they encouraged their son to keep drawing, even though he got into trouble for doodling during class.
Oh boy.
They sent Joe to an after-school art class, and his artistic abilities were quickly noticed by those around him.
Oh boy.
In fact, Joe was invited to decorate the dining room of the number 4 restaurant in someplace.
Why now, not the number
Joe...
3 restaurant?
I don't know.
Or the number right? 2. Why the number 4? Maybe he should have done the number 1 restaurant.
Where can I go number 2 in the number 2?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Anyways, now Joe is known as the Doodle Boy and has his own website as well as social media pages showing off his awesome art. Wow. So what I'm saying is this the new American way, because everything now is just like social media, the phone, camera, instant, hot. When their kids get into trouble for something at school, though, some parents tend to shut down that behavior. However, others know how to recognize a talent that needs creative space to flourish, so they give them that what they need. Joe's teacher recognized his talent and posted his work on Instagram. His drawings caught the eye of the number 4 restaurant, which asked him to come over and decorate their walls with his doodles. Now his dad drives him there so he can draw his heart out. Who knew that drawing in an after-class program would lead Joe to get his first job at barely 9 years old? They wanted to get Joe into the restaurant to complete an art piece on their wall, and it was in their main dining room area, and we were over the moon, Joe's dad told the media. I asked Joe, and he, of course, leaped at the chance to do it. So we had been going there after school with her for a couple of hours a night. He'll be putting his creativity on their wall. He continued, Joe loves doodly, and we're so proud of everything he's achieving. The fact that a completely independent business has asked our 9-year-old son to do a professional piece of work for them is incredible. According to Self-Sufficient Kids, it's incredibly important to embrace whatever talents, ambitions, goals, dreams, and desires your children might have, even if what they excel at doesn't match your vision of their future. Moving along.
I was kind of lost. I was kind of lost in the whole, you know.
Yeah, I know. But no, I'm sorry, I would never do this, no matter where I worked. If your cell phone ended up in an unsafe place, no device is worth it, I'm sorry. But a Chick-fil-A customer who dropped her phone down a storm drain inside the Virginia Eatery thanked a dedicated employee who climbed under the road to retrieve the device. Shauna came into the Someplace restaurant in a panic and told employees she had dropped her phone down a storm drain while helping her son, her young son, out of her van. She was nearly in tears when she came in and she was asking for a manager to help. Chick-fil-A worker Seth told NBC's Today show compassion just took over and I just wanted to help. Seth used a mirror to look down the drain and discovered the phone had disappeared into the dark abyss below.
Dark abyss.
He contacted the city to try to get help, but was unsuccessful. He ended up climbing down a manhole and himself to find the phone. Fuck that. I ain't climbing down no manhole to get your damn phone.
Maybe she was pretty. Maybe she had big boobs.
Maybe hand me $1,000 and maybe I'll think
See,
about it.
See, there you go. Everyone's got a price.
Yeah, but even still, I'm sorry. That's what you got insurance for and Google Backup or Apple Backup or whatever it is that you use for your phone. These things automatically back up and you get a nice, pretty new device.
I don't believe in putting my things in the cloud.
In the photo, I was standing on a concrete floor on the bottom, and the hole to the side was so small, not even my Yorkie poo would have fit through. There was no perceived danger, it all just happened in the moment. The lady was grateful for the return of her device. I was so thankful I freaking hugged him. Not only did he slice his finger, it was filthy from laying on the ground and climbing in the hole.
Oh, nice.
I find out he actually had just gotten off shift and was still willing to help me. Good for you. Moving
wow.
on.
Slit his wrist in murky water. Always nice. Yeah. Slit his fingers. Fiddles McGinty, hope you got a tetanus shot.
Oh my, me thinks I'm going to throw up all my McGinty's. No, yes, November 8th, a Maine school is celebrating the 43rd anniversary of a Twinkie that has been on display at the school since being unwrapped by a science teacher.
Oh, wow.
Someplace Academy in Someplace, Maine, said the Twinkie, originally unwrapped by a teacher, Roger, in 19... Not related to Roger, the robotic assistant around here. In 1976, as part of a lesson on food preservatives, is marking its 43rd year at the school. The school said the Twinkie is still the same size and shape as a fresh snack cake, but its color has faded to gray and its texture has turned rough. The Twinkie was on display in the classroom until he retired in 2004 and passed it along to Libby, the school's dean of students and one of the students who was in his class for the original Twinkie list. Isn't that nice?
That is so sweet.
And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Week Out, This Way Out, not This Week Out, This Week on This Way Out. Nurse Pimento uncovers even more hidden Hollywood queerness. It takes more than a rainbow minute to review Oscar Wilde's Fairy Tales. Uganda oppression escalates with a massive bar raid. Riot police protect the Tbilisi premiere of a Georgian-Swedish gay film. Hong Kong rallies with pride despite a parade ban. Gay Malaysian men are caned for attempted sex, and a drag queen reporter crashes Trump's impeachment hearings. I can't talk tonight, but you can find all that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyappa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be bootylicious again in 4 minutes after this break.
You mean bro dingin' and jingling?
Yeah, however you pronounce it. It just looks like boo.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyappa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, gotta blast off!
Host Pebbles Cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney. Or Dino, for fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles Cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Hey, who wants McDonald's tonight?
Ugh.
Wrong. Too corporate. Burger King? Sexist. Besides, bathing in their hamburgers gave me acne. Wendy's maybe?
Ugh.
Wait a second, there's another option. Quick place to get a bite to eat on the way to my yoga class. I hear this place even has a yoga mat holding area by the open mayo containers. That's thinking outside my buns. It's Sparky Turger. The turkey burger people. They use ingredients so fresh you'd think they came from a farm stand if you didn't know better. And their ketchup isn't tested on animals. So if you get in your eyes, it's anybody's guess what's gonna happen medically. Each Sparky Turger is house-made in an oxygen-free industrial platform off the coast of England in Sealand, where all those stupid know-it-all food inspectors can't see what strange magic is happening to the food. No one's gonna get between me and my Berkey Turger. After I'm finished frantically shoving Berkey Turgers on my mouth, often forgetting to breathe, it's time to upcycle. Upcycle all over the compost bin. But I'm still hungry. Maybe I should check out BJ's Smoothie and Sons. BJ's Smoothie and Sons. It's the new fruit-related frozen drink hut in each Berkey Turger's parking lot. Smells just like the compost bin at Berkey Turger. But ice cold and even more tangy. Looks like Berkey Turger just got even better. R-O-T-F-L-I. Rolling on the floor. Loving it.
Catch traffic with Toppers every weekday afternoon from 3:30 until 7:30 Eastern Time, only on Cheyenne Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue in one of those things.
I am a robot. Yes, I am. Bloop bleep. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for? Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, my lovable biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
No problem, welcome, Roger. All right, so here we go. Yeah, gotta love these zing-zings. They're just so wonderful. Anyway, before we get into my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 63 degrees. The humidity is sitting at 65%. Dew point is 51 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, will be clear with a low around 56. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 54 and a 70% chance of giggles. On Thursday will be sunny with a high near 76. And Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 59 degrees. That's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
No, 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 no. I was reading your headlines and I am so out of it. I just mishmashed the headlines and I'm like, what? People were pulling their penises with teeth. What?
All right. Well, I know we can rely on you for wacky headlines. That's for sure. That is for sure. It's been a strange night so far. The South Florida Sun Sentinel brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. In February 2018, authorities busted a fuel theft ring using stolen credit card numbers that was making $100,000 a month. A racket controlled by tightly organized gangs, some of whom may have previously been involved in the drug trade. Both the Broward County Sheriff's Office and the Florida Highway Patrol report that the rings are getting more sophisticated in their smuggling tactics, and they're now using pickup trucks and SUVs that have the back seats modified and replaced with fuel tanks. So they're putting a lot of, the Highway Patrol even pulled over a minivan after noticing it rode suspiciously low to the ground, only to discover that it had a fuel compartment hidden in the trunk. One Oakland Park gas station owner worried about the hazard to the public a few years ago when a thief secretly put 255 gallons of gasoline into a modified van. Yeah, right. Which was dubbed as a moving bomb. No shit, Sherlock, right? Executive director of the Florida Petroleum Makers Association, a trade group that represents gas stations, described the game cat and mouse play between the station owners and fuel thieves looking to skim credit card numbers. Security experts recommend that fuel customers always choose the gas pump that can be seen most clearly from the station attendant, since that is the one less likely to have a skimmer in it. They also caution that commuters should avoid buying gas with debit cards because skimmers can just as easily transmit the secret pins.
Tisk, tisk.
A lot of the newer pumps have an encrypted card reader, so it's a little bit less of an issue.
The one gas station by my place, I think after certain hours, you got to go in and tell them how much you want, and you pay for it.
You always got to, yeah.
You pay for it in the store.
Oh, they won't even let you pay at the pump, huh?
No.
Interesting. All right, well, our next story comes along in the form of a news story. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a little unofficial surgery. A Wesley Chapel man faces drug charges and charges of practicing dentistry without a license. After Pasco County Sheriff's deputies said he cleaned and extracted teeth in his home and gave patients non-prescribed antibiotics.
Oh, boy.
Jose was arrested Wednesday night after an undercover investigation, according to an arrest report. A deputy who posed as a patient said Jose agreed to pull one of his teeth and give him antibiotics for a total of $170. At Jose's home, the deputies said he saw professional dental equipment. The arrest report lists Jose's occupation as a dental assistant. After being arrested, Jose admitted to doing unlicensed dental work and that he obtained the antibiotics from Cuba. He was taken to jail and later released on just $5,000 bond. That's all. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, we got a sexy story ahead of us here. We always do. I try to, at least.
See, now you can maybe start to see where I was getting the...
No, I know where you were going with it. I know where you kind of got it from. WSVN Channel 7 out of Miami brings us our final and, well, kind of naked, in an interesting Florida kind of way, news story of the night about a woman who bit off a little more than she could chew. Police said Esperanza was drinking with her boyfriend when a female friend joined them. The friend left a short time later, but Esperanza allegedly got angry and accused her boyfriend of wanting to sleep with the woman. Jealousy. Police said Esperanza shouted at the man, grabbed him by the arms, and began to poke him with a knife. Esperanza is then accused of biting the man on his penis out of frustration. I'm kind of curious how this all happened, but okay. Esperanza was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the Miami Herald, the man denied treatment for his from the fire rescue. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Come on.
I want treatment.
She is currently being held on $6,500 bond. And that's
I'm
going to
tell you that treatment is the only thing besides the pain medication that's going to take any pain away.
It's
going to
make it go away. The treatment will make the pain go away. Let the pretty paramedics touch your pee-pee. All right, and that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, we got to do one of those.
It's that time. I just finished my news.
You can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Po Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Po Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's unique studio experience.
Be sure to visit us at cheyennepo.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches. Because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
I think we need a show title.
Yeah. There's so many that we could have utilized during the hilarity of the show.
Yeah.
But I just forgot them all.
I kind of forgot them, too. I'm actually a little more... I'm a little more of a position than I usually am on these evenings, so I... Ah!
Uh-oh. Are you having studio disappointment experiences?
Yes. We just...
How about forgotten moments?
We just spilled the bong water. That's a show title.
Oh... We spilt the bong water. Yes, that's a show title. We spilt the bong water.
I'm just saying, but I just spilt the bong water. But yes, that's our show title. We just spilt the bong water.
All right.
All over the mouse. It's my taco mouse pad, too. It's my favorite mouse pad. It's made out of real tacos, and now it's covered in bong juice. Oh, God, look at that. Oh, that's disgusting.
So your tacos are covered in bong juice? Yes. That would be weird.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Actual tacos covered in bong juice.
Oh, goodness. I'm glad I changed the water before I brought that thing in here.
So, speaking of food, I gotta say, Thanksgiving specific?
Yeah.
It's like, not just one specific, but that whole mashup I like to do of the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the gravy... And whatever vegetable, just put them all mashed together.
All mashed together.
Especially with a lot of the mashed potatoes.
You know, Publix makes a sub kind of like that. They call it the Thanksgiving sub. It's like turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there's a place I get here, too, that's got something like that. But no, I'm going to make it, and that's different than having it in that kind of a format. But I know what you're talking about. So, favorite something else. And we're moving again. We are. When? I forget.
We have to move in January.
Oh.
Because...
So, are we moving back to Mondays or no? We're moving to a different day.
We have to move to the other end of the week.
Friday night? Friday night could be fun, though.
If you're up for a Friday night, we can do a Friday night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I will have to... I may cancel from time to time because of Friday night activities, but most Friday nights I don't do anything, so... I think it sounds... We can work to a Friday night. That's usually the time slot you go into before you get canceled.
Are we canceling ourselves?
I hope not. No. Let's see. So, Friday night... We can do Friday night. Well, let's see. If you want, maybe we can swap with ISVP. Maybe they can take over Tuesday, and we can move over to Friday.
There we go.
So...
It would only be for... Oh, shit.
Probably a little bit of a while. Yeah, hello?
Oh, how long?
At least a semester.
So that's like, what, 5 years?
Yes, it'd be for like 5 years. It'd probably be for a few months. Okay. So
that's fine.
Yeah, that's kind of worrying. So it looks like we're moving to Friday in a few months. So that's good. I'm good with Fridays. Fridays are fun. Fridays can be really fun.
A January time frame.
Yes, January time frame.
Yes, we'll be posting.
We will be posting.
Usually, we post on Facebook. Facebook seems to be our.
We like Faceplace, yes.
Bailiwick.
Our bailiwick. What is a bailiwick? Is that like a theater? Is that like a porn theater? I mean, can we go to the bailiwick? Can we do a live show from the bailiwick? I mean, seriously, if it's a porn theater, I'm all down with doing a live show from the porn theater.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Weed everywhere.
However, I will say this much. I have seen... some of the old porn movies that they did display at those places on Pornhub.
Really?
Yes.
They must be buying them at auction or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a shame
the day that Bijou died.
Well, you know, sexuality has changed to online and electronic pick your,
and
you know
these kids and nowadays there's a language are more that, fluid. They're more fluid nowadays.
But there's also a language. There's a language. There's a connection with the language that we will never get. It'll just never happen. There's a language connection. There's another type of connection that these people make that, and sometimes it can be through fashion, it can be through memes, it can be through just like
they're aliens.
Yeah. Am I cutting out?
I don't think so.
Hello?
Hello. One.
Wow.
One.
Yeah, my headphone jack is dying on me. Two,
one, three,
four,
five,
six,
eight,
seven,
10,
2.5.
Oh, my poor mouse pad is soaked in bong juice. Anyway.
So where are we at in this?
I don't know. Well, we were talking about moving. We talked about our favorite Thanksgiving food. Yeah. We talked about our favorite something else's, which I'm not exactly sure what our favorite something else's were.
You know, I got to talk about motivation.
Do you lack motivation in your life, Joe?
I have to say I probably have a lacking.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I think a lot
and
of
I,
people have a lacking.
I feel what I feel is a little bit of a fear of what is to come.
What
and
is to
that
come,
that should
Joe?
Never be a fear in terms of holding you back from doing anything.
No, that's true. That's true. I mean, you got to let go of that fear of the outcome.
But I also fear or feel that I should be better at saving and holding back on going out to 7-Eleven so many times.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, kind of curb the 7-Eleven visits every now and then.
Yeah.
That would probably be a good idea, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's not multiple trips, you know. Just do a one-time trip a day type of thing, you know. Start with that.
Oh, maybe one time a week.
Or one time a week. That's even better.
Yeah.
You really are a big 7-Eleven spender, aren't you?
Big time.
So what are some of the things that you buy at 7-Eleven, Joe? Tell us about your 7-Eleven. Walk us through. We have a few minutes
so
until the
things.
Ugly lights come on, so walk us through your 7-Eleven experience.
Well, I see, because what's on my mind right now are those little mini Chessmen cookies.
Oh, I love those Chessmen cookies.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, right?
And then they sell
Where in the store
the...
are the Chessmen cookies located, Joe?
They're in the cookie section.
Where's the cookie section, Joe? You know where it's at. You know exactly where it's at.
Well, I can't really describe it accurately without being weird.
There you go. All right, so the Chessmen cookies. Let's we'll move away from that dark corner. That dark corner.
And then around the corner, you get the licorice nibs.
You know, I like licorice, and I don't get enough of it, and I forget to get some of it. And you always remind me every now and then. You bring up licorice, and I need to do more about that because I do like licorice.
Yeah.
At least the licorice red licorice. I do not like black licorice. It tastes like medicinal ass.
It's
to
dangerous.
Me.
It's dangerous to eat too much of that too.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
And sometimes I can pop a lot of that, and I then notice my stomach gets upset.
Oh.
And then I have like really bad poop.
The red stuff, black stuff.
No, the black stuff.
Okay, because you like the black stuff. I'm not a fan of the black licorice. It's a little too spicy for me.
But lately I've been noticing my bread intake has been on the rise.
Uh-oh. Have we, are we carbohydrating?
Yeah, like those, I don't know if those donuts are going to last till tomorrow.
Oh, how many donuts do you have left?
Oh, I have two.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of that's a tough one, because two donuts, that's...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that can easily go bye-bye in an evening, especially if you brew a pot of coffee, even a decaf coffee or something.
Ooh.
It's cold, too. I mean, I see you're wearing a parka in the Chicago studio, and...
Well, I've actually got the air conditioning, the heat. Like,
Jesus, the air conditioning, dude. What the hell? air conditioning. Fucking 50, 30, 20, 12 degrees over there. I don't know what it was. We just did the weather report. I can't remember.
It's 41.
41.
No. But I'm keeping the heat like at a program temperature. So when it gets to a certain time, it just goes to 62. And I keep it at 62. And so I noticed, I was like, oh, let me just bump the heat. No, put on a... I just got all of these really nice, heavy sweaters or whatever you want to call them for my birthday.
Oh, see, there you go.
And it's like, wear them. And
by
you know what?
Means.
It's perfect. I wear this and I have a nice pair of track pants.
There you go.
And I feel very comfy and it's nice and warm.
There
and...
you go. I'm still wearing shorts. It's like 50-something out, but, you know, like shorts and t-shirt. The studio itself is like 78 degrees.
Well, but when you lived in Chicago, you probably wore something similar.
I think I never really put on longs. Like, I think when it got really cold, I would put something on. Me, it was mostly pants. I would put on like sweatpants.
I miss the Plina porch.
I do miss the Plina. The Plina porch was fun. I do like the my God, that was. Dude, you're taking me back, way back machine there.
Yeah.
And thank God the ugly lights have come on. Save me from the way back machine, ugly lights. Hey, folks, the ugly lights are coming on, and there's a bunch of lube all over the place. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Wow, I'm still unpacking. Where the fuck did I put the... Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Chime Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern, and then Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. This is Chime.org for our
Chime.org
schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekend Rosto. Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Shout it out, Eastern. Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. Yeah, we could take their time slot. We could totally work this out. I've talked to Elliot about that. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Throwback Thursdays! And Hot
Throwback
Dance
Thursdays!
There you go. Yay! Hot Dance Mixes. I mean, we gotta make this exciting. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. I think we got some more from Mr. We got Mr. DJ Pilati. We got a few from him. I think he's working with another artist, and we should expect to see something from them in the upcoming weeks, I'm hoping. So keep an ear out, see what you got. But visit Chime.org for our complete schedule. Work is still kind of wrong, though. I still have us on Monday. I got to work on that over turkey weekend. Anyway, Joe, say your thing.
You know, folks. You're here. Just
hello.
Hi. Keep yourself embellished.
There you go.
With extra added Technique audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chime Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Wow.
Yeah.
Boom.
My mouse pad is wet.
It's wet with taco juice?
No, it's wet with
bong juice.
Yeah, bong juice.
Taco bong juice.
Ooh, taco bong
juice. That should be a flavor.
I don't know. I mean, bong water traditionally doesn't taste very tasty. It's generally kind of yucky flavor.
Mix it in with the salsa.
Salsa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's bong salsa.
Bong salsa. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I'm frightened. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week for our Thanksgiving extravaganza. Check out our blog. Oh, my goodness. Joe's going to bounce right out of his chair. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't buy someone's noodle after you doodled in a fake dentist's office. Ooh. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a T for Tea Room.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
I swear you were going to just pop that chair right off the floor.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.